I'm Ms. Kramer with Mission Network News. During the recent National Congress of the Communist Party, Chinese leader Xi Jinping won an unprecedented third term. He packed the government with his most loyal allies. As Xi's power grows, Christians are concerned about the state of religious liberty. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says evangelism and the distribution of Bibles may get even more difficult, but older Chinese Christians have lived and ministered under authoritarian governments before. Pray their wisdom would lead the church forward. And the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is this Sunday, November 6. Mission India works with Indian believers to conduct children's Bible clubs, church planter trainings, and adult literacy classes. Many of the Christians they work with have experienced persecution, sometimes severely. Eric with Mission India says they're running a four-day devotional, November 3rd through the 6th, for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Details at our website. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.